Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
You know, graveyards are filled today with people who never fulfilled their true purpose and potential in life. And I'll be talking about twin brothers today, Esau and Jacob, and how the eldest lost his birthright to the younger. The title of the message today is, That Should Have Been Me. That should have been me. I awoke at the beginning of this week hearing the Holy Spirit speak into my heart those words, that should have been me. And I don't know who I'm talking to today, but there is a specific message that God wants me to deliver to you. You've placed yourself in a position where you will say, that should have been me. And you're right. But unless you change, you are going to alter the destiny that God designed for you. One to be blessed, one to be used in a powerful way. You see, there is a planned destiny from God for every person. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 8, it says, God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. And then the Bible says, each of us shall give an account of himself to God based on that purpose. You were created by God and for God and given a prophetic part to play in history. And this is the season in which God wants to use us all. I want to share three things that you must do to avoid regret and God transferring your blessing to someone else. Number one, to avoid regret of lost purpose, potential, and destiny, you must seek God's will and plan for your own life. In Jeremiah 33 and 2, it says, this is what the Lord says, the Lord who made the earth, who formed and established it, whose name is the Lord, ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets that you do not know about your future. Our purpose and destiny in life begins as a mystery. A recent study revealed that only 6% of adults ended up in the careers they desired as children. That's because we don't decide our purpose. We discover it. You see, God assigned a purpose and a plan for every person before their birth. Listen to what the Bible says. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart for my holy purpose. It's your relationship with God through Jesus Christ that leads you to the path of your purpose. However, God has given each of us free will, and we can choose to follow his plan or our own. We all possess a specific divine plan that we can miss. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and 19, it says, I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him, because this is the key to your life. One of the greatest regrets will be seeing someone else's success with the blessing that you rejected and saying, that should have been me. Esau's casual attitude toward God canceled the altitude of the promotion that God had planned for him at birth. You see, he was the firstborn. He was in line to receive the blessing of the birthright. But the Bible tells us that their mother was told, your older son will serve your younger son. In the words of the scriptures, I love Jacob, but I rejected Esau. How does that happen? Keep listening. Number two, to avoid regret of loss of purpose, potential, and destiny, pursue God's blessings and spiritual birthright. And you need to do it with all of your heart, with all of your spirit, with all of your body. There was a man named Jabez who took a chance. His life was not going the way he knew that God intended for it to go. So he prayed. He asked God to bless him. You know, some people feel strange in asking God to bless them. But God wants us to ask him to bless us so that he can be released to tell us the things we need to do to be blessed. I just told you what it said in Deuteronomy. It's all about obedience and accepting God and loving God and turning loose of the steering wheel of your life and letting him have control. The Bible says that Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. This prayer works. I have used it over and over again, and God has always answered this prayer. So ask God to bless you, but then walk in obedience. Now, when we talk about birthright, it speaks of an inheritance. Let me ask you a question. Who and what ministry has God connected you with spiritually to receive your spiritual birthright? The inheritance blessing of Esau and Jacob was connected to Abraham, a great man that God had given a great promise. Genesis chapter 12, God said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. God blesses us to make us a blessing. And it goes into saying, I will bless those who bless you, and to him who dishonors you, I will curse. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed through your life. God's favor, God's prosperity, and eternal blessings, even of the lineage of Jesus Christ, was a part of this birthright. And both brothers knew this. As a result, one hungered for God's blessing while the other despised it. One was willing to pay any price. The other sold his birthright for a piece of bread and some stew. Let me ask you a question. What are you willing to exchange your birthright for? Are you willing to fight for it or to give it up? In Genesis chapter 25 and 29, we pick up the story. It says, Jacob cooked the stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore, his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. He was looking for a way to get that birthright since the day his mother told him what it meant. He wanted God to bless him. He wanted God to use him. He was hungry for whatever God had for his life. And his brother had it, but didn't even care about it. So he was always confronting him, saying, "Brother, give me the birthright. I want it. I'm so hungry to be used of God. I want God to touch my life." And he said, "You're just a younger brother. It's mine. It's mine. Not that I really care about it, but it's mine." On this particular day, they were put in this situation, and Esau said, "Look, I'm about to die. So what is the birthright to me?" Then Jacob said, "Swear to me as of this day that you're giving me your birthright." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And then Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank, he arose and went his way. The Bible says, thus Esau despised his birthright. So many people have no idea of the purpose, the potential, and the grandeur of the things that God has for them. And instead, they live a life of moral desire, whatever I want, I'm living for myself, not realizing that they were really created to be much greater and to touch so many other lives.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves." Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Who or what are you placing before God? Is it a relationship? You know, the devil has long used relationships to alter destinies. For example, Adam and Eve. And then there was Abraham, Sarah, and Ishmael. God must be the most important relationship in our lives. Listen to what Jesus said. In Matthew chapter 22 and 37, he said, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, because this is the greatest commandment." Here, Jesus is giving us a clue. The most important thing you can do in life is to love God more than anybody and everybody and anything, because it's connected to your destiny. God tells us not to be unequally yoked with people. You know, some people don't have the same love for God, and they can influence your walk with God. It happens every single day. The Bible says, stop forming inappropriate relationships with unbelievers. Can right and wrong be partners? Can light have anything in common with darkness? Can Christ agree with the devil? Can a believer share life with an unbeliever? Can God's temple contain false idols as well? Jesus talked about soul ties. Those relationships that are our closest relationships in life that can influence us for good or for evil. Jesus said, if anyone wants to be my disciple but loves his father, his mother, his wife, husband, children, brothers or sisters, or even life more than me, he cannot be my follower. And whoever is not willing to carry the cross and follow me cannot be my follower. Once again, your decisions and choices to do your own things can alter your destiny, can transfer your blessings and leave you saying, that should have been me. There's so much that God has planned for every single one of us that we will miss. I'm talking about regret over missed opportunities, missed right relationships, missed blessings, all the blessings that God has waiting for us. We can miss these things if we're not willing to turn our lives totally into the hands of God. People have regretted lost positions and promotions and even marriage and other opportunities. Your life was something that God planned before your birth. And he wants you to submit yourself to his plan. It starts with your receiving Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. Paying attention to God and whatever his will and plan and purpose is for your life. You know, God said, if you search for me with all of your heart, God doesn't play games. He says, you've got to search with all of your heart. Then you'll find me. It's important for us to understand life and death really matters. Eternity really matters. Your purpose in the world is because God placed you here to fulfill a specific task in this world. And when you reject it, you can't get it back. He may give it to another. Number three, to avoid regret of loss, purpose, potential, and destiny, you must walk in obedience to God's word. Folks, listen, you cannot walk in disobedience and be blessed. Oh, it may look that way, but things will certainly change in your life. Some of you young people and your children, you are living off of God's blessing upon your parents. Don't be deceived. God has no grandchildren. You have to establish your own relationship with God. Every child needs to know God personally and accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, because he has a purpose for your life. Yes, he gave you those parents to help guide you toward that purpose. But God is your father. He's the one who has the plan. It's not too young for you to understand that. The devil is attacking our young people whenever they can begin to even understand how to talk and to distinguish right from wrong. It's time for us to protect them and tell them the truth, that there's a plan, there's a purpose, there's a destiny that God has set aside for your life. Again, in Deuteronomy 11 and 26, God says, I'm giving you a choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving to you, but you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord God and turn away from him. You see, God requires a standard of holiness, a standard of submission to be blessed by him. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 14, work at living at peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord in peace. Now, I want you to listen to God's indictment against Esau. And he gives us a warning about this. He says, make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, who traded his birthright as a firstborn son for a single meal. And you know that afterward, when he wanted his father's blessing, he was rejected. It was too late for repentance, even though he begged for it with bitter tears. I sat in a service many years ago and listened to a well-known minister talk about how God had approached him with a special anointing and gift for service that he rejected. God gave it to another person and began to use that person worldwide, still today, using him worldwide. And this minister almost wept, saying, "That should have been me." He kept saying it over and over again, "That should have been me." You know, God gave me this message for someone, and I don't know who you are, but God does. And he doesn't want you to live a life of regret and judgment. You've been given a special call. Every single one of us have been given a special call. God doesn't want us to say, "That should have been me." But it's your choice. You can say, "I want to do it my way." You can say, "All that church stuff is not necessary. Reading the Bible isn't necessary. Meeting with God in prayer isn't necessary. I have absolutely no hunger for the things of God." And that is fine, because I can live my life. Oh, but my friend, someday you will surely say, "That should have been me." It's really something how we eventually come to ourselves. The Bible talks about the prodigal son, how he lived the life he desired to live. But one day he came to himself and he said, "Father, I'm sorry. I've made such bad decisions." My friend, when it comes to your destiny, it's been planned. This story we've just read today is a warning for all of us, how God can transfer the great things he has for our lives to someone else who's more hungry to obey him and to do the things they were born to do. I want to pray, because I know there's somebody listening today that God is talking to about this. Let's all stand at this time as we pray. And I want you to repeat a prayer after me. Let's ask God right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to stop us in our tracks if we're not following hard after the destiny, the plan, the potential that God has for our lives, that we would not be so preoccupied with other things in life when God is speaking directly to us, that we should fulfill the things that are before us because they're eternal.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of the message for today is "That Should Have Been Me." Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I want to encourage you that God has a plan for your life, regardless of how things may be going right now, the difficulties and the circumstances and situations you may find yourself in. I want to encourage you to know that God will help you. He will deliver you. He will make a way. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you for these faithful listeners. And I'm asking you right now, in the name of your son Jesus, that you would move on their behalf. Whatever the situation is, change it. Whatever the need is, meet the need. Bless them, my Father, I pray. Draw us closer to you.
even as we continue to pray and to seek you for your direction in our lives. Bless us today in Jesus' name. I believe that God has great things in store for your life. So keep on praying and believing, and keep listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you today.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.